over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shea, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year.
Capitol Police announced Wednesday that they have arrested a man they believe to be responsible for stealing and releasing personal information of senators online. Police charged Jackson Cosco with multiple crimes, including witness tampering, unauthorized access of a government computer, burglary, unlawful entry, and publicizing restricted personal information. Cosco last worked for Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Some ham sold in five eastern states is being recalled. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Federal officials recalling the ham products from a North Carolina company after they found listeria contamination, which did lead to one death last month. These ready-to-eat hams were produced by Johnston County Hams of Smithfield, and they were shipped to distributors in Maryland, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, and Virginia. The hams weigh between 7 and 8 pounds and carry establishment number EST M 2646 inside the USDA inspection mark. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Korea lashed out at the United States regarding sanctions. Now, this comes on the heels of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is set to go to North Korea and meet with dictator Kim Jong-un on Sunday. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now, the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I like that. I think I'm going to prep, not plan. Prep, not plan. I think that's important. I'm a big prep guy. Like when I coach, when I'm coaching, I can't give my kids enough repetitions and practice. I can't. I'm crazy about this. I hate wasting any time. I believe that the more reps that my kids get in practice, the more times they touch the ball, the more that they play, the better that they're going to get. I don't like sitting there and lecturing them and coaching. I give 10-second bursts of coaching. It's kind of odd. You know, you think about it. I'm a long-winded SOB that's on the radio for 18 hours a week. When I coach, it's like, bing, bing, bing. Do it. Because it works. Prep, not plan. Talking about interest rates, having money, how things change. You can go back 20 years ago, $1 million, $20 years ago. Find out what $1 million 20 years ago is actually worth today with inflation calculator. You could pick up a 10-year treasury and you'd get around what, $60,000 a year? About $60,000 a year, right? What are you getting today? 15? Maybe $18,000 a year in income off that $1 million? All these retirement vehicles that are put together, pensions, whatnot, they have to keep a certain percentage of their assets and cash or cash equivalents, such as treasuries. The returns that those vehicles were accustomed to are no longer. It's even worse. There was a story that came out this past week talking about how expensive the fees are getting for many of these hedge funds out there and managers of these pension funds. What these pension funds are paying out in fees because they're trying to stretch for the not cash position of their portfolio. They're going to great lengths to try to do the impossible and try to get these above average extraordinary returns because they're running out of money. These are things that, again, you need to understand, you need to consider, you need to prep. We talked last week a lot about the importance of dollar cost averaging, not trying to time the markets. Every year at this time, if you were to go on to the various different business publications, websites, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, there's always going to be the pundits out there. It's like they're rolling a dice, but they're not really rolling the dice because they don't lose anything. Ever notice that about financial pundits? Those guys out there that guess, you only remember the ones that are right, and they get touted as being geniuses. Not all the times that they're wrong. But every year comes September, there's always stories out there about the possibility of a stock market pullback or crash in October. They always put stories out there. Somebody will come out. Again, it's risk-free. It's risk-free because everyone will forget next year. When the stock market doesn't crash, nobody will remember who said the stock market's going to crash. But if the stock market does crash or go backwards, they're going to be like, look at how he was brilliant. And then it'll be on every program, and they'll be like, wow, how did you know? You're so smart. you're so great, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. But really, all he did was guess. That's it. Big, fat guess. Anyway, I got to move on here to another. I'm doing some, taking a lot of today's show from what I'm getting in emails. What I'm getting in emails from people in regards to their financial plan and questions. And I got a lot as of late in regards to real estate. People asking questions about real estate and real estate in their portfolios. Now, again, it's a difficult question to answer in regards to everybody's different. I've got clients that are in construction, clients that are contractors. They are really good candidates for having apartments and multifamily dwellings that they own within their portfolio. Why? Well, guess what? If something goes wrong, they can go and fix it. That's what they do. So it can keep their costs down. One of the things I like to explain to people is that you want to invest in real estate, you want to be cash flow positive. I get asked all the time, hey, Chris, got a piece of property over here. Let's build a spec home. No. No, thank you. Yeah, but we can do this. No. I'm not buying something in the hopes that I'm not saying that it's not going to sell. I'm not doing that. I want to buy something that is paying me to own it, like much of the stocks that we have in our portfolio. I love dividends. Dividends are the royal road to riches. I'm a big believer in that when it comes to real estate. And again, people also fail to understand that real estate, unlike what the real estate agents are telling you, can go down. That's right. That's right. I know it is it's against the real estate agent Bible, because 99.9% of them, not all are going to tell you, God's not making any more real estate, you know. No, God's not making more real estate. Real estate is always a solid investment. That is such bull excrement. It's not. It's not always a solid investment. And here's another tip. Owning a home. That's right. Your own residence is not always a good investment. That's like showing, a vampire, like the cross or something like that, to a real estate agent. You can't say things like that. It's not. It's your home. It's not a bank. It's not an investment. And I don't believe in considering your home a part of your financial plan. I think that's insane. Your home is something you purchase. Now, you got to pay taxes on. You got to pay insurance on. You got to pay to upkeep. You got to pay the interest on the loan to buy it. And you factor all of that in. Maybe when you sell your home 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road, maybe you come out around even. Maybe you make a little bit. But you're not going to make as much as you think you are. No way, no how. There's been certain times when you've been able to ride a wave in a bubble environment. I did it once. Okay? The first home that I bought, I sold a couple years later, and I doubled my money because it was in Florida, and it was just that time. Everything was getting a little bit nuts at that time. But that doesn't happen often. And people need to understand that. Some of the tricks and tools we've told people here in regards to their home is that, hey, listen, if you're not planning on staying in your home for 10 years, don't buy. Don't buy. It's going to be very, very difficult to get out. And again, supply and demand are also something you need to look at. And I take a look at New York City, for example, right now. Home sellers right now are slashing prices in New York City. Why? There's a ton of supply coming on the market. They're building and they're building and they're building. And they're turning over residential, commercial real estate, and they're turning it into residential. There's cranes everywhere. More supply? What's going to happen? Price is going to come down. All of these are factors that you need to look at. As well, one more quick thing before we got to go to a break. Don't let anybody convince you that, oh, yeah, I'm going to put a $100,000 new kitchen on my house, and I'm going to be able to sell it for $100,000 more. No, it doesn't work that way. Yes, your house will be worth more, but guess what? You're not going to get the full value of that new kitchen when you sell your house. It doesn't work that way. Hey, if you want it, fantastic. Hey, I'm doing some things on my house. Got some room down in the basement. Going to turn that into an extra little gym down there for the kids. Going to cost me money. It's not an investment. Okay? When you think of the word investment, you think of the word, I'm putting money in and I'm going to make more money in the end. Got it? You spend $100,000 on a new kitchen, maybe. Maybe you'll get $75,000 out of that. It is what it is. Gotta take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. She does everything.
She loves to move. She loves to groove. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Oh.
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Great tune. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to talk a little bit about valuations and understanding valuations. Again, a lot coming from your emails and your questions. Just because a company is popular, or it's talked about a lot, or you see their CEO on some panel somewhere, and you see their logo here, there, and everywhere, does not make that company a good investment. It doesn't make it a success. This is stuff that, again, I've tried to get across to people for a very long period of time. Take a little trip down memory lane. Before I had the Watchdog on Wall Street show, I did many guest appearances on television and radio. I kind of given up on TV. I just got tired of it. Got tired of TV because it was going nowhere fast. But I still like doing guest radio appearances. I just have had a really difficult time doing as many as I used to. I'm just way too busy. But before I had the radio show, I did a ton. And this was all the second half of the 1990s. I started doing radio shows about 1996, 1997. And I was often invited on programs because I guess you wanted to call me at the time. Well, yeah, the right word was contrarian. I was going against what everyone was doing at that point in time, and that was going gaga over every single dot-com company that was going public. And I go on these radio shows, and they'd have somebody else often on with me, and basically, I was described as the fuddy-duddy one. Old school investing, didn't get it. Wasn't keeping up with the times. I didn't understand the new paradigm. I didn't understand that it was a new economy. And one of the best lines of them all that I ever heard: earnings don't matter anymore. Well, there are times when earnings do not matter. What do I mean by that? That's when the market's not paying attention. That's when you're in a blowout, drunken keg party of a stock market and nobody gives a damn or is paying attention at all to the fundamentals or the earnings. But, like all great parties, they come to an end. And then there's a little bit of a reality check. A big reality check. Earnings eventually will matter. They will. I can't tell you exactly when. I can't. You think I can tell you when the music's going to stop, when the party's going to end? Nobody can tell you that. Nobody. But we're prepared for it. We know it's going to happen. So, yeah, I was the whipping boy in regards to all of these companies. Oh, man. And maybe I'll bring some up. We'll talk about some of those. There was a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece by Andy Kessler, who I'm a fan of, talking about some of the companies from today. He writes, minimal sales, an unproven business model, huge losses, and a multi-billion dollar valuation amid a booming stock market. Does that sound familiar? There are dozens and dozens and dozens of companies that could fit that description today. Today. But Kessler, he's talking about a company. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember Webvan? I don't remember Webvan. It went public back in November of 1999. Oh, yeah. They supposedly had a rock-solid business, right? until it failed. It went through $830 million and it declared bankruptcy less than 2 years after its IPO. And again, we told you so. Remember InfoSpace? CEO of that company, Naveen Jain, he declared in 2000, and I quote, "The non-believers will be converted when we become a trillion-dollar company." Right. The stock, again, no fundamentals. Again, no fundamentals, no earnings. Earnings don't matter, Mr. Markowski. New paradigm, Mr. Markowski. Stock's at $1,300 a share. 2 years later, $3 a share. 1300 to 3. To 3. Now, I'm telling you, there are some good companies that are being created today. There are. But it's getting a little bit frothy out there. A lot of venture capitalists, they're putting up money. They're chasing. It's a dollar and a dream right now. They're putting up money and they're praying. They're praying that they can make sure that this company can go public so they can get out. Right? There's going to be a lot of eToys, Webvan, and Pets.com coming soon to a theater near you. Oh, it's going to happen. Harry Lang, who ran Fidelity's Magellan Fund, had a rule for valuation. He said, divide a company's market value by 10 and see if it can eventually make that an annual net income. Now, let's just take a look at Tesla, for instance. Tesla is worth $50 billion. For Tesla to make $5 billion, you following? It has to produce and sell a million cars a year with a $5,000 after-tax profit. Right, right. They've yet to make a dime on any cars that they have sold yet. And in case you haven't noticed, there's competition coming down the pike. Got it? Problems. Another company. This is one that, again, I'm scratching my head. I look at this thing and the CEOs, they're on all the time and they're being praised because they're so progressive and they're so hashtag me too and they're vegans and all of this stuff. I'm like, that's nice, but is their company going to ever make money? Talking about WeWork. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff there at the website. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Because I'm missing you. So if you give us a
You're listening
chance.
To The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department unveiled charges Thursday against seven Russian military intelligence officers for their role in a sweeping cyber attack aimed at the United States. Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI, Eric Welling, with more on the victims.
The victims of this illegal activity are anti-doping organizations in the United States and abroad, Swiss and Dutch entities which investigate the use of chemical weapons.
Senators are continuing to take turns reviewing the FBI report into Judge Brett Kavanaugh's background. Kerry Severino is with the Judicial Crisis Network. She talked about how certain senators who were on the fence were pleased with what they read from the FBI investigation.
Well, I think Susan Collins is right. This was a very thorough investigation. For those who wanted to just have that added confidence of, yes, we know there's no corroboration, look, now we've got it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Never seen us so blue, you know I could not run away, it seemed. We'd seen each other in a dream. Seemed like you knew me.
This song always makes me laugh. Always makes me laugh. It's an old school memory back when I was in high school, my freshman year of high school, playing JV lacrosse. And I've never been a trash talker. And one of the defensemen I was playing with, he was a 10th grader. And he would, whenever he'd strip the ball away from an attackman, he'd go, try to understand. Try to understand. I'm a magic man. Anyway, always makes me laugh. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Magic. That's a good word. Magic man. A lot of these CEOs think that they are magical. And investors believe that they're magical. They can do all sorts of things like take companies that have no business plan whatsoever, and all of a sudden they're making money. How? I don't know. I don't know. And one of the more, man, there's so many brilliant episodes of the show South Park, and I've cited this one before on the program, the episode with the underwear gnomes. And in this episode, the children find out that there's these gnomes that come and for some reason steal their underpants. And nobody believes them. They find out and they follow these gnomes. And what are these gnomes doing? Well, the gnomes explain to the children of South Park that they've got a plan. It's a business plan. Number one, collect underpants. Number two, question mark. Number three, profit. I'm telling you, that pretty much sums up much of what I was looking at during the 1990s with many, many prospectuses coming across the desk, my desk. And it's really not that different from what I'm seeing today. I'll give you another one here. WeWork. Now, WeWork is a company. It's an arbitrage is what it is. It's arbitrage. WeWork leases commercial office space, then turns around and jacks up the price for shared space to little startup companies and some big companies as well. And they make it cool. They've got beanbag chairs and they've got foosball tables. And on Friday, they bring in a beer keg. In Manhattan, a private office might run for as much as $2,000 a month. $500 a month will get you what they call a hot desk or an open seat in a common era. It's kind of like Starbucks, pretty much. That's all it is. The company controls long-term, spaces long-term, and then sells them in short-term increments. Now, when things are going swimmingly, this works. This works. But what happens during downturns? What happens when there's not as many startups? And WeWork gets stuck with a lot of expensive space. Now, this company has raised $8.1 billion. $8.1 billion. But it's also tapping the debt markets as well. And I just want to throw this by you. It lost $723 million in the first half of 2018. Uh-huh. Really? Okay. Again, the question mark in the underwear gnome's business plan. How do you plan on making money? How do you get to that point in time when you are in the black? Got other ones like that. All those scooter companies. There's plenty of them. But the funny thing is that these salespeople, these venture capitalists, these wizards of smart, they keep coming back. Kessler points out, there's a company called Moon Express. Moon Express is the name of the company. It is raising billions of dollars to land on the moon and mine for gold and platinum. That is supposed to be worth trillions of dollars. You want to know who the CEO of that company is? None other than Naveen Jain. That's right. The same guy from InfoSpace that told you it was going to be a trillion-dollar company and took the stock from 1,300 to 3. Yes, people, you need to understand valuations, and the party ends. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Another quick break right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom, one of a kind. Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Story on Sears. Sears slash Kmart. The CEO of the company is now saying that one of the main reasons why the company is dying and has been dying is its pension. Sears has paid in almost $2 billion into pension plans in the past 5 years. And $4.5 billion since Sears and Kmart merged in 2005. That's to form Sears Holdings. The company pays retirees about $300 million a year. Yeah, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And it was a mistake that Sears made. It was. Promising pensions and putting together pensions that you couldn't afford. Again, they had models, right? They had smart financial guys putting together these pension plans and these models for them based upon numbers in the future, dates, actuarial tables that make no sense. Lampert says that if he had that money, they could have put in that, invested that into the company and helped in regards to their operations. But I doubt it. I doubt it. Company's a disaster. They're now warning that they're running out of, not only are they running out of money, they're running out of time. They have to restructure the whole thing before this big debt payment that they're going to have to make in 2019 and 2020. That's another $1.1 billion. They're going to try to sell off real estate. They're going to divest of Kenmore, their appliance brand, and some other stuff as well. What else is there? I'm trying to figure out what else is there. Does anybody out there, just out of curiosity, think that company is going to ever make a comeback at all? At all. Does anybody think that you're going to see the rise of Sears again? You know, if there ever was a good time to just say, you know what? We're going to liquidate this thing. We're shutting it down. It would be now. Because people are hiring all over. And the workers at Sears and Kmart will have no trouble finding jobs elsewhere. But no, you're not coming back. Anyway, this is funny. I saw this story this past week, and I actually commented on this a couple years ago. Tesla coming out with its roof tiles. And it was a lot of fanfare surrounding these roofing tiles. You remember this? They were they installed them at the, I think it was at Universal Studios in Los Angeles. Out there out in California. They put them there on the roofs there at the studios. And Elon Musk was showing these things off and how nice they were. And they didn't look like regular solar panels. And you could go to Tesla and you could put a down payment and have these things put on your house. You want to know how many people have put these on their house so far? 12. Now, I'm not making this up. 12. That's it. 12 people have gotten delivery of their Tesla roof. One guy in this column here, actually told everybody how much it cost him to put the Tesla roof on his house. And a guy's obviously a fan, a major fan, because why? He's got two Teslas in his driveway. $100,000. $100,000 roof that sells, basically saves him a couple of $100 every single month. Why would you do that? Why would you do something like that? Why would you spend $100,000 to save yourself a couple $100 every month? Anyway, Forrest says stupid is and stupid does. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, He controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. The White House is considering a draft executive order that would instruct federal antitrust law enforcement agencies to open probes into the practices of Alphabet's Google, Facebook, and other social media companies. The draft is in its early stages, and it hasn't been run past other government agencies. It instructs the U.S. antitrust authorities to, and I quote, thoroughly investigate whether any online platform has acted in violation of the antitrust laws. It instructs other government agencies to recommend within a month after it's signed actions that could potentially protect competition among online platforms and address online platform bias. Yeah, I don't have any problem with this at all. Actually, I just thought about this topic, social media, quickly, search. I forget the guy's name. It'll come to me in a second. He is the CEO of a major biotech company, and he also bought the Los Angeles Times. And he was doing an interview, and he came out and said, this guy's also a surgeon. He said that social media has become the cancer of our times. Become the cancer of our times. And he talks about the attention span of so many people nowadays and how they're just unable to read, understand news, understand what they're reading, and what a disaster it is. And it's a Watchdog on Wall Street echo chamber because we say the same thing again and again and again. Quickly on this story. It's actually two out of Venezuela. And why do I bring up Venezuela and say, who cares? Well, again, I pointed out that Venezuela was one of the five wealthiest countries in the world at the conclusion of World War II. One of the five wealthiest countries in the world. It was a story this past week and how people are having to wait in line days to get gasoline. Days to get gasoline. Again, this is in a country with the world's, I think, largest petroleum reserve. People can't even get gasoline lines. It was a story as well about how the Nicolas Maduro, the president, he ordered that all businesses had to institute salary increases. The minimum salary was increased, get this, by 3,500%, all in one fell swoop. That's a big raise. That's one hell of a raise. What do you think happened? Come on, people. What do you think happened? I'm not making this up. Nearly 40% of all Venezuelan stores have closed. They've closed. You cannot dictate to these businesses what you're going to pay people. It's a recipe for disaster. We talk about this all the time and how government needs to stay the hell out of the free market. And always, they shouldn't tell companies what they should be paying people. They shouldn't be subsidizing businesses. They shouldn't be favoring businesses. They should stay out of it. They should be like a good umpire. Make the calls, make it so the game is fair, and nobody knows who you are. That's your job. Interesting story in regards to Apple. I found this fascinating. Tim Cook is obviously he's out there to protect his brand, which is Apple. Greatest brands in the world right now, without a doubt. As it turns out, and I'm kind of waiting for when Apple is going to really start making hay with this and moving forward with this. Maybe they're not, but I mean, seems to me like a no-brainer. Is when Apple's going to come up with their own streaming movie and television service like Netflix. I'm trying to figure out when that is going to happen. Because again, they've got a ton of capital, a ton of money to go out there and invest in shows. And I'm just waiting to see when they're going to do it. But they actually developed a show, and that's why I'm bringing this up, because I kind of found it fascinating, about Dr. Dre, who is a hip-hop artist and also billionaire. He's a billionaire because Apple bought his company Beats, the headphone company. And Apple actually spiked the Dr. Dre's life show because it featured drug use, sex, violence. They don't want it. They don't want it on their platform. Again, I don't know when they're going to make a move. It seems to me that all they need to do is get some licenses from the various different movie companies out there that they could start running a streaming service as well, much like they do with their music service. But I think it's going to come sooner rather than later. All right, economic news. We got a bunch of this stuff here, too. Consumer confidence hits 138.4 versus 132 estimate. That is the highest level in 18 years. Say it again. Highest level in 18 years. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Think that's just by accident? It's, I mean, maybe get Paul Krugman, Larry Summers, and all their ilk to come out of the woodwork and say, yeah, Trump's doing just well by accident. No. This is great news. And guess what? There's more as well. We'll talk about that when we get back. Talk about GOP approval ratings. Also talk about, we got to get into government spending as well, which is a bad story. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of our family. Get all the help you need. Consultations with our certified financial planners. We also have our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections. Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
Vice President Mike Pence in a speech earlier today at the Hudson Institute calling out China. Today on Capitol Hill, senators are continuing to take a look at the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Lindsey Graham on what he learned from the report.
I'm more confident than ever that what the committee found is held up and then some.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Airline passengers have new protections. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It's a long-sought 5-year reauthorization for the Federal Aviation Administration that